Let's talk about Bob. Bob is so powerful.
Yeah.
You gotta get this recorded,
yeah.
Bob. You want these words? You better get that. Or unless
on
this is a recording. This may be a recording. It may be a recorded recording that's recorded that we record.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. That would be a redundancy, wouldn't it?
All right. Start asking questions.
Okay.
Let's talk about Bob.
Let's talk about airplanes.
Okay.
Lots of turbulence happening in the air, Ion. Anything to report in that dimension for me?
Yes.
Lots of people hitting the ceilings. I think there were 29 injuries on that flight from China to Canada. People that didn't fasten their seat belts and hit the ceiling.
Oh, you should always have your seat belt fastened. And you should always remember that the nearest emergency exit may indeed be behind you. You're talking about a flux of fluid dynamics. Fluid dynamics in the air is much more corporally effective. Bob's got the winds blowing. They're blowing very, very hard. And they follow typically a momentary or a momentum diffusion. That diffusion sometimes sets a regime that rolls to what slows to itself, like a fire makes its own wind. But instead, you have this super variations of pressure. So if you shift space-time, now you've proven air can't sustain you. The wind that beneath your wings. So wings don't keep you in air. It's the wind that beneath your wings. And that's why you're falling out of the sky. Besides, Noah says don't worry about it. That's how you really know it's a problem.
Well, I don't think it's a problem on any of my flights because I deem it to be mostly smooth and clear flying for me.
Right.
I just wanted to know what was happening, if it was going to happen more and more. I was reading a scientist lately, I can't even remember his name now, but he said if he had to ask God two questions, he would ask number one about relativity and number two about turbulence because neither of those things he really understood. And I thought, yes, I don't understand very much about turbulence.
That's true.
So I did want to
troubled
ask you about
water.
Turbulence.
Troubled water.
So these black holes and the waves that are going to be passing through Earth, is that going to create big turbulence and troubled waters on the planet? Yes. And do these scientists have a time frame for this happening?
Well, they just blew that up. See, darn, that's the thing. They just blew that up when the two black holes merged into each other and caused the ripple. That proves there's no time. Because now you can ripple time. So if you can ripple time, now it's a false premise. So now you're going to start where there's no more time because you just proved it. You heard the two bits of two black holes that consume each other. Well, it's not a dwarf star. It was a black hole. Well, in a black hole, there was no time-space continuum. But if you had two of them and they bumped into each other, that reverberation proves that there is no calculatable way to give an accurate mile per hour or a light year or a time-space or an energy flow in a velocity because now there's no time because there's no set time. Like a bridge over troubled water. If you have a bridge from one side to the other of a stream, that still doesn't tell you how much water went under the bridge. That's
I
the
was
way
just
time
listening
is.
To
you
that
don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't know how much water is going under the bridge. Very quickly now, you're going to stop counting things in the mode of time because you don't know how much water. Did a lot of time go by or a little time go by? A lot of water go through there or a little water go through there? Did any water go through there? Was this a water question? Was there a bridge? Was it? No, this is Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. So this is it, y'all.
This is it. Woo! Mm. So will the planes just start dropping out of the sky?
And falling sometimes through pocket dimensions, and two times it's happened to you, and you went to other worlds, landed, didn't know anything about it, thought, wondered why everybody was so grumpy. And why the ginger ale went flat, wouldn't be fizzy, just like in Lost. You're like, oh, crap, here we are again. And then you land, and everybody catches way back up, and then you take right back off, and you slip right back through. So no worries. It's amazing how you're able to do that.
Yeah, in and out. So it really doesn't matter where I am at any particular time. I'll be in the perfect place.
It hasn't so far. You've gotten done with that green seaweed crap, so you'll be all right now.
So you don't like me taking my green seaweed crap?
We love it, but you're over it, so it's good. You don't have to have it. You can have all you want.
I'm over it.
You don't have to have it. Before, you'd have died without it. Now you don't have it. It's okay.
Exactly.
Now it's easy. And you had these rules, and you got over these rules, and we're glad. That's what we're noting is the ruleless, like the godless, shall be ungodly.
Well, Carolyn introduced me to that green stuff, you know.
We know.
Yep.
She's introduced you into better stuff since, so
move along.
You got to move.
Okay,
with the cloud.
Thanks a lot.
The cloud of glory is moving.
Yeah.
Move with the cloud.
Hi, what's happening at Barclays Bank?
Oh, that's being parsed out. They're disassembling it now, and they're going to decide which companies and corporations are going to divvy up the assets.
I'm a Barclays Bank customer, so do you suggest I switch to another one quickly?
Oh, no. You can wait. It won't be long.
What about their investment arm? Because they told me that was separate, and I've got some mining shares in them. Should I move them, or...?
He hasn't been listening much, eh, Bob? You have to decide if Bob's going to bail them out or not. If he's going to bail them out, then okay, fine. But I don't know that that's the case.
I think the last banking crisis, Lloyds went down, didn't they? And then the British government or the Bank of England bailed them out.
But they can't this time. They don't have the money checks anymore.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Well, see, that's the problem with socialism, isn't it?
Indeed. Maggie did warn them.
You better have a few digestive biscuits ahead, we say.
Oh, well, I'm getting out of Barclays anyway. Go somewhere else.
Happy days.
Where are you going to go?
Indeed. TSB, I should imagine, or Nationwide. Not the Building Society. So.
It's so progressive.
I mean,
we're going with those progressives. That's what we'll do. Damn those progressives.
Yeah.
We'll go with progressive. It'll be fun.
Well, they're all going to go anyway. I know that. It's just I don't want to go with the Barclays are going first. I'd rather be elsewhere.
It'll end up being 331-year history before it's over.
Oh, right. I'll check how long they've been going. The precious metals are going up now, are they?
No, they're not. They're not.
Okay, yeah.
Money's going down.
So money's going to go down quite a bit now with the NIRP, no doubt.
Chances are you have fun with that.
You did say
I guess where Canada sold half of its gold supply.
Had to cover the shorts. It had to. It had to have no money. It had to.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun. So now you're looking at a 61 cent Canadian dollar.
Ouch.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yes, I'm going to order some more Rebob.
Doesn't that mean
silver going to spike on?
Not
as much, but a little bit. It will a little bit. You have a benchmark that it always hits. But, see, it's not the same.
It's going to go in the opposite direction to paper money, basically.
Well, I mean, we'd like to say yes, but it's just all relative.
Is Nova Scotia going bankrupt?
It already is. They can't pay their bills right now. And they don't have a 9 filing for Chapter 9, and they're trying to get some of the other municipalities to sort of join them, like if Ontario or some of the size of Nova Scotia can pick it up to cover it. But you know how that goes. They say no.
So you're on your own, folks, here.
You have been all along. Now be God.
No. Yeah, just be God.
Ian, how many worlds have I traveled through on this trip since I left Minneapolis?
About 24.
What world am I in now?
The one you're in.
Have I been scaling through dimensions of each world as well?
Well, obviously.
The peripheral vision I had on stage last night, who was that?
That version of you.
Running past me on the right?
Well, you're left.
So, my other's left? Is my right?
Yes.
Why was I running the other way?
Why did a chicken cross the road?
Get the other side.
That's why.
Is 224 Emerald Street Southeast a portal?
When you open it.
The dodecahedron image that I have on my phone, did you say that the pyramids come together into a dodecahedron?
No, you cut them in half. Cut the pyramid in half as a dodecahedron. It's exactly half. It has the same number of angles.
Is seeing the time and the noting the numbers, is that markers for me?
You can use it that way, but you can't trust it because it's all going to shift now. Greenwich Mean Time is all but gone.
Yeah.
You're saying, yeah, but this is pretty huge.
What do you mean by that, Ion?
Time is no more. So you can't gauge or hurry up or line it up. And now you only have timing, but you can't even keep timing right.
Has anyone else felt different after the tetradic blood moon?
Yes.
Tangibly? Yes?
Yes.
Any more votes?
Pretty much like we did before.
James, I never attributed it to the blood moon until now looking back. Wow.
Yeah.
Hindsight.
Wow.
Intense.
Yeah, I lived there for about 2 months, but it could have been, yeah, the cause from that. I just was in a sort of a weird place, and then I was like, hang on a sec, what the fuck went on here? Ah, the tetradic blood moon, of course. Get your shit in order.
Mm.
Yeah,
wow.
I remember that. But yeah, it was a little bit like besides all the pain and stuff, a little bit of numbing was going on, just to transition, you know, get through to the next phase. So, and like I answered tonight, so those really tragic things, you don't remember it, you just forget it, you know.
The girth of Perth.
Yeah,
it's getting past the pain, however easy or hard that is, it's getting past the pain, and there's a whole bunch.
Yeah, yeah. As long as you don't take the pain to the brain.
So the girth of Perth, are you holding Australia together?
Apparently.
Are you the girth of Perth?
When I'm godly, yes, for sure. Absolutely. Ask me that some other time, I'd be like, nah, I get lost. I'm the girth of my reticule dimension. But no.
Do you guys know the Nick Drake artist? He has an album called Pink Moon.
Yeah.
Ion, was Nick Drake referring to the blood moon?
Yes, but he didn't know it. He was stoned on acid.
He has a song called No, K-N-O-W. It says, know that I love you, no, I don't care, know that I see you, no, I'm not there. Was he picking up some knowing, even though he was stoned on acid?
Well, he's just a classified freak, so yeah.
Freakacy. He's freaking out.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. What can we do to help SNL Ion to rebuild a new civilization? Is there anything specific you can tell us?
You want to?
Well, yeah.
You want to? Why?
Yeah. Well, if there's a need, if there's no need, then no.
Well, need's what you do to bread. Do you want bread?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'd like some of that nice bread that's coming up soon, I hope.
Nice,
bread of life.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yes,
is there a world requiring us?
Many worlds are waiting.
Required of us?
No, not rebuilding, but some say that other experiences are waiting on you to actuate this world.
Okay, can you go into that in a little more detail?
Yes, we may.
As far as doing goes, as an ascended one, is there something we could be focusing on right now as to creating more of an outcome, positive outcome for what is required of us?
You know, that's Bob. That doesn't even make sense to us.
No,
we know everything. And then we can't get there because it's like, did we do? Are we going to reach the capacity that might be a capacity if we were capacitated that comes in a world that we want,
yeah,
that we don't know we want, that's good, but we won't know if it's good or not until we do it. And if we make it and it's not good, then we've made the terrible thing that we have to live with and then undo and then fix. And then Bob is still confused. She just lays his head on the keyboard and then everybody gets disconnected and it kind of goes like that.
Okay, so we were talking about creating a new world.
What experiences are waiting on us?
Realms of reality.
Somebody just spoke with a very bad phone. You get a better phone.
Rules.
Yeah.
Is it better now?
Not much.
Can you hear me at all?
Now we can.
Last week I asked you, Ion, about the Capitol building being an antenna now.
An antenna.
Right, and it's the receiving and transmitting, correct?
Well, once we turn it on, yeah, but we had to re-scaffold the whole thing to get all the stuff in there.
Is there another one, like a twin of that anywhere?
Oh, there's a bunch of them, yeah.
Are they,
some of them are like that one. It's crooked. That one's crooked. The top of it is skewed. It's off.
Are they all in this world, or are there any of those?
No. Lots of other worlds. Lots of them.
Last night, Bob played something about the LaRouche double.
Yes.
Now, when a double is created like that, are they aware that they're a double?
Sometimes, but like the little Guilford lady, she knows and she's in on it. That's why you don't see her too much around unless there's some gun, something that she's trying to say is something, you know, ridiculous. But past that, the rest of them, they don't have to know. Ronald Reagan had a couple of them, but they never really had to use them.
Are they robotoids? Okay. Can I speak of if there's any validity in the astrology or tarot, or is that just a labyrinth?
Well, depends.
Depends on
if it's a God speaking or not.
You mentioned that time is an emotion.
A fleeting emotion, yes.
I love that.
That's good.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Is that Sherry or Kim?
This is Sherry. And now the gravitational waves that were recognized recently, do those have anything to do with the new planet that was recognized recently?
No, but it's going to validate some stuff.
Is there a portal in either my house or my backyard?
In the back stoop.
Did I hear you mention a correlation between the Capitol building and the Loire Valley? And if so,
yes.
Can you speak of that? Will you speak of that?
Maybe. you're trying to sling shit up against the wall to see if anything sticks. And we go, well, yeah, there might be a little defecation here that you might want to dig into a little bit, but got to develop it a little bit.
Is there another building with an antenna like that? Is that the court connection?
No. A nice try, though.
Okay, well, I'm just slinging it.
Who is the architect of the Capitol?
There's several.
I asked, Sherry, I asked who the architect of the Capitol was. The Capitol in Washington, D.C. is what you're referring to, correct?
Right. I'm referring to the construction that is around it right now that is, in actuality, they're building an antenna. That's an antenna. And it's interesting because we see it, well, we see it a lot on the television. Even under construction, it seems to even be an eyesore, and we still see it. At least I see it.
Well, the architect of the Capitol is the architect. It's a whole government thing, so that it usurps all the questions and the constructs and the things, and people can go in and out and lots of things and have fun with it. And it's crooked, which is a set point for the basically the magnifier.
Are any of the other ones crooked?
Yes, several of them.
Why are they crooked?
It's like the aerial. It moves the antenna a certain specific way.
Right. Like a satellite.
What is the antenna picking up?
Porn.
It's actually both receiving and transmitting.
Yes.
Ayan, when you said the ceiling becomes the new floor, were you referring to the floor of the new environment?
Well, we could say yes, but you don't know what that is yet, so we don't know why we would say that, because you don't know what it is yet. Until you know what it is, it doesn't make much sense to us, does it, you?
Well, the ceiling was made of lapis lazuli in the portrait room. There was lapis lazuli powdered and powdered and painted onto the ceilings. So when you said that last week that the ceiling becomes the new floor, topsy-turvy of the redneck holodeck, I wanted you to say more on the topsy-turvy redneck holodeck. Like, do things turn upside down in the redneck holodeck?
The experience is inverted. Inversion. That's what we were trying to get you to. The inversion.
And when I was looking back on my notes on the hypothalamus, you said that hypothalamus is where intuition happens, the heart responds to instructions given by the hypothalamus.
Received through the hypothalamus, yes.
And that the autonomic responses are what you've been trying to get us to. So the three autonomic responses that were mentioned were the sympathetic, parasympathetic, and the nervous system. Were there any other autonomic systems that you were trying to get us to?
But you can't get to them yet. There's a whole new subculture in your emotions that we haven't even breached yet. You have emotions, you don't even know what they are yet. But it's coming.
Subculture of emotions, that's good.
Ion, are they in between happy and sad somewhere?
No. More like between rage and adulation.
So would that be the peak of happiness and almost over?
2π3x².
Ion, I want to know what the finite amount for pi is right now.
3.1415. It stops right there.
You're talking about a half-step modulation blowback when you exit a parallel world or a portal? Was that how you phrased it?
Existentially, yes.
Okay. I can sort of recognize that when I wake up from slumber.
Ion, when Frank Zappa played his music live, was he tracing maps through different worlds where he his chord progression?
See, interesting. We'd love to get Frank Zappa to say he actually made music. He always just made a bad note.
Well, that's where the half-step modulation comes in. Sometimes in normal ears, they would sound bad. So off the standard set, off the standard scale.
But that's what it sounded like to him. He wasn't trying to make music. He was trying to make noise. Ask him.
Was he mapping worlds, like star maps, basically, or with his music? What's your name?
He'd still be alive if he was mapping hills.
Bob, this is Kevin.
He was mapping harmonic climates.
That were not harmonic.
Yes, that were atonal, yes.
Was he just traveling through his universe?
Moon Unit was, not even him, though.
Was he conducting others, including his bandmates and audience?
No.
I'd like to come up with a new type of computer cooling. Can you recommend a new material I could work with? So, PC cooling?
Carbon.
Okay, yeah, that's sweet. Is there an intermediate step?
Ion, I want to know what that beeping is on the line right now.
Oh, that's the intermediate. That's right, very good.
That's the intermediate? Ion, I want to know the definition of the intermediate you speak of.
Oh, it's just the clicking between clickings when you get non-physical and physical, and you guys are trying to get out of your physical. We're trying to make your world click or contain to something, and it sends the tetrad frequency-wide assimilation of your time-space continuum that you're forcing into a space, and a continuum that's no longer a space or a continuum. It sends everything into orbit. Meanwhile, you're on a radio show, you're on a podcast that has Dr. Carolyn Dean live blasting through everybody else that calls in and listening to, and yet you're in this position having this separate recorded outside in that box that was that box that's Dr. Yeah. Carolyn Dean live. In a prefab show, in a recorded thing here that your Bob's going to replay back, that the recording from over the post recording that will be re-recorded, that'll come back through this same thing to figure out something about magnesium. We're not really sure.
Ion, was that the definition of a pocket dimension?
Kinda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those beepings that we were hearing sounded a lot like the supposed gravitational waves that they found.
Well, for God's sakes, don't tell anybody. That's all we need. Next thing you have homeopathy running rampant through the streets, and dogs and cats will be laying together. It'll be the biggest disaster of ever. Just let it be. Don't talk about it. Don't give it any steam. That freight train's going to hit the ditch soon enough. Don't worry about it.
Excellent.
Lord, okay, suffering cats.
I just do it for the lulz. It's okay.
Well, now, we like shits and giggles, so that'd be all right.
Awesome. Earlier, you were talking about not sleeping with the Nephilim, and whenever I was talking to you, and you had, like, a different name for them. I wanted to know what that name was again.
You had the Seraphim and the Nephilim, yeah, and you can sleep with the Nephilim. You just got to know what you're doing. You done much angel fucking, have you?
Not that I know of.
You don't know. Let me tell you what, when you sleep with an angel, you don't know. You say, oh my God, that was an angel. Ooh-wee, turn you inside out. You don't know which end was up. You won't be no good to a woman for 3 days when an angel gets through with you. Let me tell you, big boy, you got all that in a bag of chips.
I'll keep that in mind and just stick with my girlfriend then.
It'll curl your toes, and you will in time. You will in time.
Ion, I want to know why I'm not controlling the angels now. I do the angel speak.
Well, what cool, diversive, construct have you applied that says you are not?
Well, earlier you said that I wasn't controlling the angels, and that it kind of concerned me there a little bit, so I just wanted to confirm that I actually was.
Not that you was, that you can, that you're able to, that you have capacity to. Now, do you every time? No, because you're too clever by half more times than not.
Could you describe that for me, please?
Ik over sekani.
Okay. So, it does. It
brings you back
part,
to
a
root of...
Most of it's not
you get,
coming from the heart, then.
Those elements would be from the heart, maybe, as well. I don't know.
Yeah.
There might be a dagger through the heart, yeah. Chances are.
Ion, is there a way for me to do that?
Well, yeah, just do it.
Or pull a Nike, huh?
Ta-da!
Ion, did Mary, Mother of Jesus, ascend after or with her physical body?
Not just yet. It's early.
And what happens to a person's physical body when they do sleep with an angel? Just curious.
Well, you get exposed to transcendental matter from the touch.
Mm-hmm.
The touch becomes something that sometimes becomes what you call a driver. And so some people do okay with that. Some people don't do well with it at all. So that's why we say know exactly what you're up to. Sometimes it's more than you can contain. We didn't say it was bad. We said just know what you're doing.
What was this warning about the cephalopods and having sex with them?
A cephalopod is not an angel at all. They're cephalopods.
I know, but you're warning us not to have sex with them.
Yeah, Ion.
The ones
I
were speaking
to. Ion,
okay.
I want to know the definition of a cephalopod.
Well, it's a being not from this world.
Is that
are
all?
Are they part angel or something?
No.
Is there a correct spelling, Ion?
C-E-P-H-A-L-O-P-O-D-S.
Are you talking about octopi and cuttlefish? They're not
yeah,
from this world?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're pretty cool characters.
Yeah, they are.
Octopus or squid. Okay. I just looked it up.
Cephalopod.
Mm-hmm. Is this a fish?
How come they're here? Why'd they come here? What are they doing here?
They're just here for the fish.
They're just here for the fish.
They're sea animals, right, Ion? They're octopus.
Yeah, they are.
Squid. They live in water.
Beings from another world, and it's a member of the mollusk class, cephalopoda.
Congratulations.
What's wrong with them?
They're crazy. It
says they're the most intelligent of the invertebrates.
And some of the invertebrates.
So they're spineless, intelligent, alien beings. Hey, there's a Hawaiian bobtail squid.
And that fits. And that fits a lot of the humans that we know now. So, yeah.
Now, what about the Hawaiian bobtail squid?
It's delicious on fruit.
What's happening with the whales up here in Northern Europe? I mean, they seem to be dying off. Is that due to lack of food or oxygen or krill or
Bliss, due to bliss, caused by bliss.
Blissed out.
Yes.
They didn't look too blissed when you were dead on the beach.
Oh, well. Everything's a way out until it's a way in, isn't it?
But one day they'll be back, won't they?
Okay.
Well, it'd be nice to see them. I think Dr. Dean would miss them.
Likely.
When you said krill would be nice to eat, was that because a lot of the krill now is loaded with radiation?
Well, we like that. We like that part of it, but no, that's not why.
What was the reason why?
Well, this being nutritious.
I guess there'll be lots of it because all the whales will have gone.
Yeah, whales eat them.
Have I got a Fringe episode that I should watch? Well, I've got the whole box set here.
What show are you talking about?
Fringe.
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 Us too.
I'm currently watching True Blood, the first two series, which I'm really enjoying. And what amazes me is it was made in 2008, the first series, but before Iron was here. And yet, I know JW had quite an input on it, but there's so many things in it that are sort of metaphors for Ironettes, or Iron Knots, I should say. Has anybody else been watching it or watched some of the programs?
So what now even happens is you're bumping into the very thing over and over and over. There's old stuff. Breakfast at Tiffany's is very Ionic too. So you can get all the way through it.
It's just amazing how JW sort of been able to put all these little twists in the plots. I mean, like you've got the vampire blood. A V, which when taken by humans, so they have these wonderful trips and have this sort of multi-sensual orgasms that they share with all the trees and the surrounding environment. Is that something you can look forward to?
Even better, yeah, you sure can. And like Sam Merlot, who was a shapeshifter, that's great fun too. You can say you slept with a real bitch dog, man.
Okay, guys, that's the end of the show. And you did, everybody.
Okay. Hey.
Yay, how wonderful. It's over, so we're glad it's over. If it's over, then it's over. If it was over, to be over, it was great for over. For over. 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 Yeah. The show. Over.
Happy Valentine's,
Roger.
Everybody.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, Ion. Meeting up on aisle 22.
Yay. Thank you, Ion. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Valentine's Day.
Bye.
Thank you, Ion. See you, guys.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Carol.
Good night. Bye.
Thanks for working for us.
Wherever you are.
We're working hard for you, Bob. We're working hard for you.
Yeah, me too. Thanks a lot, Ion. Thanks for putting out.
Yay.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Good night. Thanks, Bob.
Bye, everybody. Bye. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.